No hyperbole in the notion of a world update. We go directly to Dan Damon, who's the BBC host of the program World Update on the BBC World Service, to talk about the world update that is becoming really the focus on the royal wedding, preparations taking place for the ceremony tomorrow, which will be covered live by many news organizations. We'll have full coverage here on the Takeaway and all over the world. There are cameras poised on London, on the palace, on the Westminster Abbey, the church, the couple, and, you know, we'll be talking about it later on in this program. Dan Damon, good morning.
Yes, good morning, John. Yes, we should be able to carry the Royal Crest, really, on our program logo. We've done so much on it this week. We've been in lots of places around London where monarchy matters. And it does still matter to a lot of Brits, by the way. About 80% still think having a queen is better than having a president here.
And, you know, it's a little bit of an X-ray of international diplomacy. An event like this stirs up all the other headlines that are taking place in the world as well. Describe the issues of ambassadorial invitations and the question of who's going to actually attend this wedding this morning.
That has got a bit complicated over the past week, because the ambassador to the Court of King of the Kings, as it's called, in other words, the Court of King James.
Yep.
This is the way that ambassador described. The Syrian ambassador is still on the wedding invitation list, and unless anything changes overnight, he'll be there in Westminster Abbey tomorrow. And yet, of course, we know very well that what's going on in his country is very heartily disapproved of by Britain's government. On the other hand, former Prime Minister Tony Blair and former Prime Minister Gordon Brown are not on the invitation list, but those that were prime ministers under the Conservatives in the past, they are. So, it's all got a little bit messy.
That's really fascinating, because you can't just have a wedding. It raises all sorts of moral and historical issues. You know, I'm also surprised and struck that this is once again a chance to remind ourselves of the religious history of the United Kingdom. It's of course going to be a huge Anglican Church ceremony. Once upon a time, the Anglican Church was a confrontation to the Catholic Church in Europe.
Sure.
But today, it's much more a throwback. England is a secular country, and everyone's going to be in church tomorrow.
A lot of people still would say that they're Christians here, even if they don't go to church. But you're absolutely right. And the Constitution, the democracy of which Britain is rather proud, is founded on what was a sectarian struggle between Catholic kings and Protestants in Parliament. And that led to a reduction of the power of kings, and eventually to the vote amongst the people being more important than divine right of kings or queens. It is a secular country, but I think it's still largely a royalist country. There'll be lots of street parties around Britain, not very many north of the border, actually. Scotland, which now has a devolved government, and the party that's in power there is dedicated to independence one day, although the majority of Scots still say they're not quite sure that will work. But they're not holding many parties. But south of the border, I think there is a lot of interest. And, of course, for tourism too, John, this is very important. £500 million, what's that, $700 million US, I guess, something like that.
We call them dollars here.
Yeah. apparently brought in by people who are coming to see what royalty means and what the palaces are like.
Or sent across the Atlantic. We're going to actually focus on some of the buying that's going on here in the United States, where some expats are saying that Americans are wilder about this ceremony than even the Brits. Is this a chance for people in the UK to reaffirm their connection to the monarchy, or is this just a kind of passing celebrity sort of moment?
If the marriage goes well, if the ceremony goes well, yes. And then if the marriage goes well, if Kate Middleton is the kind of character who can put up with all of the press intrusion that comes with the job, and if she and Prince William can do the charity work, can appear in public, can smile and shake hands, and appear to be in love for long enough, then yes, I think this will strengthen the monarchy.
You're raising the bar really high. Appear to be in love. They could actually be in love, right?
There's always a possibility, but imagine what kind of attention are they going to have to face up to? I mean, Prince William knows what that is all about, because his mother, Princess Diana, of course, died, and part of the reason given is all of the attention that she had to put up with by the press. And as the marriage failed between his father and mother, the press too got a lot of the blame for that. So he knows what he's getting into. Press behave rather better here than they did when Princess Diana was alive, but even so, it's a very tough job, very hard to stay calm and do that compromise thing you have to do if a relationship's going to work.
You know, Dan Damon, BBC host of World Update on the BBC World Service, two more little hits before we leave you and send you back to the spectacle there. I mean, is this, in some sense, looking backward, a beginning of the House of Spencer in the world of the Windsors there in the royal family? And is that really what's going to connect people to the monarchy going forward? And in some ways, this whole spectacle is a preview of the London Olympics, right?
Well, certainly the optimism that people are feeling now is looking forward over the coming year after a couple of very tough years here and, of course, where you are too. The optimism generated by all the celebrations for the wedding, looking forward to the Olympics. Yes, you're absolutely right. House of Spencer, interesting, just very briefly, Diana's brother, Charles Spencer, at her funeral made some comments that were highly critical of the royal family. He's on the guest list tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see how the body language works there.
Do you have the keys to the shackles that are holding you there in the Tower of London, Dan?
I know the man who has them. They have a ceremony here as the sun goes down, so I might have to wait.
Live from the Tower of London, preparing for the royal wedding, Dan Damon, host of the BBC World Service program World Update. Thanks, Dan.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.